Gabriel Mendez. Thank you very much. Here we are on the Humagoo doing the sports talk this morning. When I do a song before the show on the blog talk, it just kind of keeps going. So welcome, everybody. What do we got? 10:02 Central Time. Hey, my bro Corey Coombs is on the horn with me. Hey, bro, how you doing from Canada?
Doing good, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. Just trying to do some fun today. Talk about the games. You know, not only did your music stop, the world has changed, and the pack, and what are we going to do? I got my face mask. We have season tickets in our family for the Packers, and we got our face mask, and it's like, my, Corey.
Wow.
Unbelievable, huh?
Crazy times, my friend. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how the whole sports thing is going to go down this year. It'll be very interesting to see, so.
I mean, and again, congratulations on the release of your new CD, 33.3, you know, and you'll be on tomorrow and
Thank
be
you.
Chatting about all that good stuff. And, you know, just exciting because, again, the music and again, the sports side is pretty much what we are, entertainment. And that's changed for your world also because it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, for sure, man. I mean, thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity tomorrow night. And, I mean, yeah, we just keep moving. We just keep doing what we do and try to get the music out there in any way we can. And hopefully with everything, you know, starting to ease up, at least here in Canada over the next month or two, I mean, you know, but music is still pretty much one of the last things that I think everybody's going to get back to, which really, really sucks. Like, live music is pretty much, you know, gone anywhere. So it's not cool, but, you know, we still have the way we can share it with everybody here with, you know, great folks like yourself and the shows and the internet and the social media. So we can do our best with that. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know you're a big Packer fan up in Ontario and I love that, man. I guess the heart of this is just like talking improv as we go. I cannot believe we live in a world with no sports right now. I was looking at the paper here. The golf is on a little bit in a race car. That's it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's crazy. I mean, summertime's always like, you know, baseball, football always happening, you know.
Yeah, you know, are you a big baseball fan up in Canada too?
I watch it. I watch the playoffs. I don't watch a lot of regular season. I kind of follow it if the playoffs come on. And I've watched a few of the big series over the last few years and stuff. But not as much as probably I watch NFL, I think, a little more. I used to watch CFL football a lot until it went all basically subscription and, you know, TSN, Sportsnet and all that's the only way you can get it anymore. You can't just get it on normal television or whatever. So.
Well, that's an interesting part, too, because that's really where this is all going to end up going because, you know, it's like the big white elephant in the room with sports. All the money, I mean, in one end and the other, we don't even work it. Are you kidding me?
Well, that's it. And in Canada, it's a lot different with the CFL because they don't actually a lot of the sponsorships is how the league makes its go, like how they get supported, like by the sponsorships through television, broadcasting, and advertising. And if they don't have that, you know, they really – I don't even know if it'll be able to go, if it'll be able to survive because they just don't make enough money from the actual, like, live – games, from the revenues and all that stuff. It's a lot of subscription and television, you know, that they make money off of. So
yeah, and it's like all the fun is kind of taken out too because of the situation in NASCAR. I mean, it's so political now. I mean, that was really our places that we went, and everybody and I can come on here. We're going to talk Packer training camp. I really have a hard time listening to that per se. It's like, again, are you kidding me? To play, we have tickets. I can't even see how that's even going to happen or what the scenario would be, you know, with the fans and all that.
You know? I don't know. Have they announced, like, has your season been announced and when the games start and all that stuff?
Well, they're always kind of thinking training camp's going to happen and we're going to go forward. But, again, is what I'm talking about is our, in the States here, we have more virus happening, more shutdown. So a lot of this is, you know, all the health-related stuff. And then, again,
right.
You have the division with the income and all that. So, you know, it's kind of hard to joyful, but I was – you know, that's one of the reasons I wanted to try and talk a little bit on this and every Sunday is trying to hit those topics. And then also, like, my buddies are big Packer fans. I mean, I'm a Packer fan. My buddy, a big cat, he loves the Cowboys. And my buddy Scott and the Bears. And that's the stuff that all brought everybody together. We were just teasing each other and ribbing each other and having fun. And it's almost like that. It's almost too, you know, personal now. Now, our friends, we're going to be back rocking that. But, you know, you got the Redskins and you got a lot of things now that's going to kind of hit the you know.
I mean, it must be very, I don't know, it must be disappointing in a lot of ways for you guys when you're living in the States with everything going on. I mean, you know, it's just, it seems like they want to rewrite history. I don't know if you can really do that. I don't know. I mean, I don't like to get political. I really like to leave politics out of my music and any kind of stuff I talk about. So, but I know it must be difficult and it's quite a challenge for you all. So.
Yeah. There's a lot going on. So I'll tell you what, I got your tune sitting right here. I was going to actually, my song wasn't playing before we came here. I was going to start Share a Little Time with me on the show. So let's play that right now. Corey Kuhns, we'll be right back. Anybody wants to chime in, 516-387-1328. 516-387-1328. Thank you very much. Corey Kuhns right now. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
All of these things I've been wanting to tell you, but God only knows what's in store for me.
Corey Coons. He's going to be on the Humagoo tomorrow night. I think it's 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. Yeah, he's in Ontario, and I'm in the Milwaukee area. So, all right, bro, let's just keep this rolling. Now I got some NFL parody good stuff for you. So if you want to give me a call, talk some sports, come on in. Otherwise, I'm going to rock some tunes that I have. Here you go. You're going to like this one.
Fighting soldiers from Green Bay. Fearless men who come to play.
Babies play ball. four picks against Grossman and two fumbles. What did you see about the Bears? We shut them down that way?
No, the Bears are what we thought they were. They're what we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bull? We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Thanks, Coach.
You did one hell of a job. And the only thing else I got to say is, how about them Cowboys?
Left here in vain, follow the kids.
Trying to find my groove. Just trying to find my groove. Just trying to find my groove. Got nothing left to prove but to myself. To myself. And if you sing with me, then you will plainly see that it's alright.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ed Roman. I want to be free. Another bro from Canada. Yeah, I want to be free. I want to be able to go to my games. I want to go back to the way it used to be. But again, that's the way life is today. So, hey, I got some other tracks lined up from my buddies, bear friends, Rudy Z and Raphael. Raphael started the show off with Eye to Eye. That was rocking. But let's do Rudy Z right now with Candy. And we're going to rock that and see what's happening. It's a little Candy. Peace. Good stuff. Thank you.
Thank you. by the riverside in pain and so hungry. Jumped off a bridge, broke my bones, I'm in need of a healing. Blood sugar's low and so's my soul, I'm muddy and bleeding. Devil's telling me no one's here, but I wanna scream. Hello.
Yeah.